When I say artificial intelligence, what do you think of first? Well, you haven't been paying attention to an increasing amount of science, tech, and business news. I think I'm referring to politics. Now, if you have been paying attention to the news, but lack understanding, you could be thinking that AI, as it's called, sounds like the start of a bad sci-fi movie. Fact is that AI is progressing toward a widespread reality in a variety of ways for a large number of reasons. This brings us to the question of oversight and responsibility. How can and should AI be regulated? What's the risk of regulation restricting innovation? Are there dangers if AI is under-regulated? Joining us to examine all of this is the Paul R. Anderson Distinguished Chair Professor of Statistics, Operations, and Data Science, founding director of the Center for Business Analytics and Disruptive Technologies at Temple University's Fox School of Business. He also serves on the advisory council for an organization known as Informs. Professor Sudhar Kumar, how are you today, Professor?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good to have you here to help clarify people's, well, I guess it will probably range at these early stages of lack of knowledge or misunderstanding. Two websites, and we have them on our website too, temple.edu for Temple University and informs.org for the other aspect of Professor Kumar's work. And Inform, by the way, stands for Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences, in case you were wondering. Having done probably more reading and background research on AI than I've done up to this point, I know this might be an unfair question, but just for the sake of establishing a foundation for the listener, what would be the best definition of artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence can be best defined as, can machine have intelligence that can help solve problems that does not require human intervention or that require minimal human intervention. So how do we create that intelligence in artificial pieces? That will be, I will say, the most basic definition of artificial intelligence.
Now, using that word intelligence, that might fly in the face of what people's understanding, either remedial or expert, or is comprehending. A computer, as we know it, is limited by what we give it. Does that hold true with artificial intelligence, or does artificial intelligence progress past what it is initially installed with?
No, it has gone past that. That's where what we hear about machine learning, which is a component of artificial intelligence, that's what we see in practice right now. So what machine learning does is, it takes some information, it always requires some information, like how our brain does, but it can take it further by trying out many different things. It can go beyond what we have coded it for or what we have designed it for. And that's where the artificial intelligence is progressing right now, or that's where we stand right now.
So in a way, we're talking about a mechanical platform that has the potential for creativity.
Yes, exactly.
Which is very very earth-shattering for some people, because when they think of, again, that gets us, I guess, to how important is it to make sure that this aspect, this potential of artificial intelligence falls under, well, I guess a good comparison in maybe a greater awareness is how the Internet was treated in its growing days versus how cryptocurrency has been treated in its growing days. We've seen two different aspects of, one had increased amount of regulation as it progressed and as it advanced versus cryptocurrency, which, well, up until now has been the financial Wild West in a variety of ways.
So there are two pieces to it. One is when you think about artificial intelligence and especially machine learning, what we have generally seen that it can have a lot of creativity, which is a positive thing. And many things here is hard to explain. So we had regulations for Internet, and it worked out very good for us. Now, with machine learning, we have to be careful. Some regulation is needed because when we say that it can be very creative, it can also create bad things or incorrect things. So how do we stop that? And the whole regulation right now is being discussed about how we can create more accountability in what is being created. So I will say that we have to be somewhere in between. We don't have to completely control it, but we cannot let it go completely wild as well. And I think that will be the ideal way to go at this point.
And maybe we've already seen a preview of how that oversight is to come, because it's happened in from a variety of sources. We've seen everything from fake Joe Biden robocalls in New Hampshire, which I was surprised to learn that there's an AI app where basically it needs 20 seconds of a voice print, and you could do anything with that voice, which is maddening in a lot of ways, to pornographic photos of Taylor Swift. And the way all this has been addressed is in New Jersey, for example, there's an executive order the governor recently signed that puts pretty heavy-duty penalties for creating AI images of pornographic nature. And you had companies like, believe it or not, Twitter, or X, I guess now it's called, which has voluntarily taken down the pornographic images. So it seems like at least in the here and now, it's being regulated unofficially from a variety of directions, where prevention and an immediate oversight by the places it's being dropped are being committed. So is that the middle ground that we need, at least until we fully understand what the potential and the advantages of AI are all about?
Yes and no. What we are doing right now is just simply trial and error. And I'll tell you why. Because most of this creative part of AI has happened, the real tangible thing has happened only last 1 year, when generative AI came and ChatGPT was launched. So many of these things we are talking about, where the fake voices, fake videos, or even a lot of kids' pictures are going on pornographic site and all these things, this has happened in last 6 months to a year. Now, since these things happened so fast and such high quality, that we do not know the answers to that. So whatever we are doing is a patching work right now, that we are banning one thing, we are not banning other thing. And by banning this way, is very restrictive regulations, you know, because people will be innovative and they will easily go around these rules. So what we really need is that we need to sit down and come up with a more concrete rules which covers more things, rather than one state banning one thing. States are thinking of banning all deep fakes or fake videos related to elections. Now, you know, I think both these regulations will have very limited implications, and even implementing these regulations will be very hard. So we need to be more concrete on that. Middle ground is needed, but we have to go beyond this patching work. And the reason we're doing patching, because we do not know what to do, because it is just emerging right now.
I was just going to say, it's the consequences of something new. Do you dive head first quickly, or do you stand back and study and then react, I guess, is the point to be determined. We're talking with Professor Subodh Kumar, who is the Paul R. Anderson Distinguished Chair Professor of Statistics and Operation Data Science, founding director of the Center for Business Analytics and Disruptive Technologies at Temple University's Fox School of Business, temple.edu, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As the saying goes, everything brings with it good news, bad news, and there certainly are advantages with AI for detail-oriented jobs, for repetition work. That it sounds like, and there's a lot of states already taking advantage of AI. If you look at, let me bring up a study here. This was from Get Response. They analyzed the top five sectors that could save millions by adapting AI. And they arrived at automotive, commercial services, architecture, engineering, building, finance, even hair and beauty. And some states where businesses are implementing AI, there are businesses that are saving in the millions of dollars already in the infancy. New Jersey is number 8, by the way, on this list, with over $3 billion saved by businesses through the implementation of artificial intelligence. But at the same time, does this afford opportunities for people in jobs that might be replaced to look in and transition into this new technology, take advantage of it? I think back to when computers first came into the studios and radio, and people were sickened by it, and I saw it as I better hang out with the engineers and talk and learn about this stuff. And I'm not bragging, but I won on that one for a change. But is this a matter of opportunity as opposed to how some people are thinking about it in jobs and careers as a fatal move for them?
See, like any other technological advancement that has happened in the past, in the long run, it's not the matter of losing jobs. It's just a matter of retooling and reskilling. Because we need better systems, and the customers are asking for more. So we need to do more. Now, in order to do more, we need to automate few things that do not require human intervention or human time. I think it's a wastage of time. But a lot of people are doing those things right now that is being transferred to these machines. So what we really need to do, how can we reskill our workforce so that they can do things which they should be doing, and their current job is moved to the machine. So rather than worrying about it, our whole focus should be looking forward and training people for that. And this should come from not just the companies. It should come from our policymakers. It should come from individuals. It should come from educational institutions. And everybody needs to think about how we can be ready for future. Now, in the transition, yes, some people will have problem. But if we are forward-looking and we are ready to retrain and retool our workforce, we should be in a very good shape in just a few years.
If you think historically, when it comes to industries, too, this might be the 21st century version of the creation of the assembly line by Henry Ford. It brought about a significant change. But then look what happened after that. And on the flip side, too, if heavy regulations is believed to be the answer, the airlines are certainly heavily regulated. And, well, how's that working out with Boeing? In case you missed that, the missing plug and the plane door flying off in mid-flight. So it didn't seem like regulations worked well in that instance, and many others we can get into now. But in case you're going on an air flight this weekend, I don't want to put the fear into you. It's to be continued, I guess, would be the best phrase to put to artificial intelligence. Advantages, yeah. Concerns, yeah. Caution, certainly with anything new. Should it be a fast pace, slow pace, medium pace? Again, it depends on the situation that you're implementing artificial intelligence, but it does provide opportunity, and I think any economy, any collection of businesses, any state, any government, opportunity is part of what keeps it all afloat. So it does seem to be of great value in its potential, and we'll see how it develops. Learn more about Temple University, where Professor Kumar is in residence, temple.edu, and he is also a part of an organization known as INFORMS, its Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences. Learn more about what we talked about here as well through their website at INFORMS.org. Professor Kumar, thank you so much for giving us all a better understanding of artificial intelligence and its value. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.